Parashat Matos, topic of Halacha series. I would like to share with you a very dramatic incident that happened to me last week, which is the base for this week's share. I was in Los Angeles on the way home to Eretz Yisrael. On the way there, I flew via Istanbul. There was a coup. I changed my ticket via Moscow. Very nice. I take off 5 p.m. Los Angeles time. Los Angeles time is 10 hours minus. 10 hours behind. Before I get on the plane, I daven mincha. It's 5 p.m. I daven mincha. When I take off in Los Angeles at 5 p.m., New York, on the other coast, it's very dark. It's 8 p.m. Very nice. I'm going towards Moscow. I'm very sure that I'm going to hit darkness. I'll daven Maariv. I'm in my seat, an aisle seat, and every few minutes I look at the window to see when the sun will set and come dark, and I'll daven Maariv. Not happening. I'm waiting. The hours pass. I don't have what is going on. 4 hours pass and it's still light. I do not understand what is happening. I need to daven Maariv, Rabbi Yisrael. I investigate and I see, look at the screen. The screen shows the flight map. We're not going east, we're going north. And the pilot is flying the plane upwards, over the North Pole, down to Moscow. At this time of the year, it doesn't get dark, b'chlal, in the North Pole. The sun doesn't set. What's known as the midnight sun. Now, Akan was problem number one, Maariv. Okay, Maariv is one problem. Now, if I don't do anything, let me tell you what's going to happen if I don't do anything. It's an 11-hour flight. 4 hours have passed already. Right? The sun's shining. I'm landing in Moscow at 3 o'clock p.m. Not only do I have a problem with my Maariv, there's a big possibility I'm going to lose Shacharis. Okay, this is the black hole or the white hole of Yiddishkeit. So, how does this connect to Parshas Matos? Who said it does? I found the connection. Okay, we're going to discuss the whole idea of what defines a day. Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk says, Vav, Im hachresh yachresh lo isha miyoyim el yoyim, veheikim es konot oreas kores oreas. The husband has a day to object to his wife's neder. Why does it say miyoyim el yoyim? Says Rashi, shloi toima me'eis le'eis. Don't think the husband gets a 24-hour grace to decide. V'kach ne'emar miyoyim liyoyim. V'lametcho she'en mefer era ad she'techshach. He only gets till dark. Because when he gets dark, it's the end of the day. So the Jewish day, the definition of the day, is when the sun sets and the sun rises. The Mishnah Megillah, Chof Amud Aleph, tells us mitzvahs of day, milah should be done by day, tzvila of a zav should be done by day, but if you do it from alois ha-shachar, it's kosher. Explains the Gemara, how do we know that the day starts from alois ha-shachar? How do we know the day ends by tzeisak rechovim? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "V'anachnu oisim b'malocha," we do work. Mi'alois ha'shachar atzeisak rechovim. So you see, the day is from alois ha'shachar, from dawn to dusk. Ask the Gemara, "V'chifema," one second. Who told you that dawn is day? and night is only by Teitzik Rehovim. Who says? Perhaps really the day is from Netzacham, when the sun is to be seen on the horizon. Perhaps night is when the sun sets. But these workers were working extra. From Alois HaShachar, even though it's night time, they were doing extra work. And between Shkia Sachama and Tzeitzik Rehovim, it's night time, they were doing extra work. Says the Toshma, Hayolonu Halaylo Mishmar V'Yoy Melocha. No, they were doing Melocha by day. So therefore we see that day is from Alois HaShachar to Tzeitzik Rehovim. So we're going to discuss, first of all, the broader topics before we get to the white hall. In Shut Rav Poyalim, that's the Chidor, right? Or Ben Ish Chai. But what happens? A person, he's in Shabbos in a certain area, and he jumps to a different area, that's Kfitzas Hashem. He says Hashem's name, and he can jump somewhere else. And he jumps to an area where Shabbos comes out earlier. He's now in Eretz Yisrael, where Shabbos comes out, let's say 8 o'clock. And he wants to go now to South Africa, where that's winter. The Shabbos comes out 5 o'clock. So he says Shem's name and he jumps. What's going to happen with the Shabbos? Because he's only keeping 18 hours. He's not keeping 24-hour day. What's the din? In the Teferes Yisrael, at the end of Perek Hamad Brachos, he proves that Shabbos is different in different places. He brings from the Kuzari, where the Kuzari says that China's Shabbos starts 18 hours after our Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Get that? Is that true? What? He says the Shabbos in China starts 18 hours after Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Agree? East. Huh? 18 hours after, behind, minus. Oh. Okay, this is the Kuzari. That his shita is that 90 degrees from Eretz Yisrael is the dateline, and when you from that onwards you're shy to America, you're still belong to yesterday, you're 18 hours behind. So anyway, according to him, you see even though we're doing melacha over here, we have Shabbos, they're still doing melacha. See, different places have different Shabbos, different hours. Things change. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Om Av Yosi, Yechelki Mimachnisei Shabbos V'Tveria, Om Amoitzi Shabbos V'Tzipori. Tveria is a low down city. Tzipori is a Tzipor, it's a very high up city. The Shkia in Tveria is earlier than the Shkia in Tzipori. It's very low down. They stop seeing the sun much before in Tzipori, which is the high up city, sees the sun. On Motzei Shabbos is vice versa. On Motzei Shabbos, Tveria takes Shabbos out earlier before Tzipori, because Tzipori higher up, they still see the sun. Abiyasi says, I'm machmir on myself to keep both. I take in Shabbos like Tveria do, which is early. I'm motzi Shabbos, take Shabbos out like Tzipori, which is late. It's mashma, it's only a hidur of Rabbi Yossi from Ikardin, two places at two different times. Igros Moshe Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadik Vov. He's asked about regarding a fast. A person who travels on a fast day, so sometimes he's not keeping a full fast. A person who on Tisha B'Av will get on a plane from New York and travel to Israel, what's going to happen? His fast will be longer or shorter? Shorter. So he won't be keeping 24 hours. So Mesh was asked, is this a problem? Atuvia, can you shorten your can you have a fast, a Tisha B'Av, less than 24 hours? Is that possible? Sorry? Can't. So have to, when he lands, you have to keep, have to make up the hours. If you travel from Los Angeles to Israel, so you're 10 hours less. So he's going to have to keep another 10 hours when he lands. What happens vice versa? What happens if you're traveling from Israel on Tisha B'Av to the US? So can you stop after 24 hours? Can you stop and start eating? Atuvia, can you eat after 24 hours even though it's still daytime? Says Moshe, Tainis, we don't follow 24 hours. The definition of day is sunrise and sunset. That's the definition. It's not totally on hours. And therefore, sometimes you gain, sometimes you lose. It doesn't matter the hours. Another Yisoidi says by Tefillah, you have 4 hours of davening to Shoravis. When you're on the plane and it's dark, it turns light, so do you have 4 hours to daven? It says no, not necessarily, because we're judging you not on where you are in the air, based on the ground. If you be on the ground, you get 4 hours to daven, but you're moving, so it could be you're moving towards the sun, away from the sun. So therefore, you don't have 4 hours to daven. So you better daven fast. Okay, so we just learned that the Jewish day is based on the sun. For good or for bad, you can make the day longer, make the day shorter. We don't follow, the definition of the day is not 24 hours. It's the sun. Sun coming up, sun coming down. If it's less than 24 hours or more than 24 hours, you just follow the sun. Tiferes Yisrael, at the end of Brachos, the first parak. Yesh listapek, in the northern cities of Copenhagen, Stockholm, Danzig, wherever Danzig is, where during the months of June, July, it never gets fully dark. Laila kiyoyim ya'ir. And even at Chatzos HaLaila, you can easily tell the difference between Tcheles and Lavan. So therefore, when is Zman Kriya Shema Sheshachris? When does it start? Normally speaking, Zman Kriya Shema Sheshachris, because when light, enough light, even for Netzach Amo, enough light to tell between tell the difference between Tcheles and Lavan. What's going to be now? Because it never was dark. It never got fully dark. And also, to when does Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Tefillah, Tainis, when do all these things happen? He stays with Tzorach Iyun. Well, he makes a suggestion. Maybe we should follow the Zman of Nisan and Tishrei. Nisan and Tishrei are the periods of the year when night and day are equal. So maybe we have a fixed point where the night and day are equal, and then wherever it's night then, we'll keep the night the whole year round. That will be the night. Good idea? Why? What?
Because it's not only those 2 points during the year that there's a night and there's a day. There's just 2 months in the summer, 2 months in the winter, let's say, that you have this problem. So why are we ignoring Keshua and Feast?
Okay. See, he brings two proofs that can't be, no way, we can't have a fixed, there's no such thing as a fixed night. He says, Maitzim b'chol yoyim on Chag HaShavuos. Like that one? Maitzim b'chol yoyim on Chag HaShavuos. This is everyday occurrence on Chag HaShavuos. So, on every day, whenever it's Shavuos, we see that the Lomdim, when they daven, when they learn up, they stay up the whole night, they daven Shachris, at Alois, whatever. They don't wait till Zman Nisan. Shavuos is already summertime, much earlier. See, they don't wait. And second of all, Chas v'Shalom on Shabbos, we can't be Mako. We can't say, you can take out Shabbos in the summer, like you do in Shabbos, when the days and nights are equal. So Chas v'Shalom, we can't do that. So this is a big issue. When does night come in for those these northern towns that don't get a full black night? The Divrei Yativ, the Kreuzenburger Rebbe in Siman Kuf Ches, he wants to say, look, we saw in the Gemara, the Hava Amina, that maybe the day is from Netzach Hamo to Shkiyas Hacham. It was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. More proof from a pasuk, it's really from Aloysa Shachar, dawn, till Tzeis Chofim, when the stars come out. So that's true when it's possible. When there is such a thing, when you get Tzeis Chofim, when you get Aloysa Shachar, then you go after Aloysa Shachar. And maybe in these periods of the year, where they don't exist, so then we'll follow the Havram in the Gemara, which will be Netzach Hamo till till Shkiyas Tzachamo, and from then onwards it will be night. So chatchilo, you should try and wait as much as you can, but maybe if you have to daven Maariv, where there is no Tzeisik Rovim, then we'll fall back to the Havamim of the Gemara, which will be Shkiyas Tzachamo will be night. You can daven Maariv now. Okay. Till now, so we discussed what defines a regular day. It's the sun, whether you're making a day long or short. We discussed the areas which don't get a full night. They have a day, they have a Netzach Hamo, they have a Shkiyas Tzachamo. They don't have a dark night. What do we do? But now we come to the black white hole. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, Yesh li stapek. People go to the North Pole. Who goes to the North Pole? Aeroflot? No. It's people who go and hunt the whales. People who hunt whales, they go in these ships and they go up north where it's days for months is only day. When does he daven? When is Shachris? When is Maariv? And when does he keep Shabbos? This question is also posed by the Morak Tzio, also discussing people going to hunt whales. Do we say in the North Pole you have a long day of 6 months? Is it one long day? Because the sun never sets. The sun doesn't go down. According to our definition of day, it all depends on sun, short or long. But the sun didn't go down. Maybe it's one long, 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 long day. Which I mean, you can't have Maariv, you can't have Shachris, you can't. What's going to happen with Shabbos?
It's not Shabbos, because there still have to be, let's say, 364 days in a year.
Who says? Who says over there has to be? Who says it has to be? Huh?
So what calendar day is it? So they're totally off from the rest of the world.
Yeah, maybe that, yeah, maybe the Chaim.
And then finally when it sets, they're still sitting by, Sivan, and everybody else is in Heshvan.
But we see we go after where you are. The world's not equal, because we saw that the Shabbos is 10 hours difference in Los Angeles. So who says the world has to be the same? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, and says the Morbik Tzir. We have to, but when you came, they want to compare this to the guy who goes to the Midbar. The Gemara tells us, a person who went to the Midbar and he loses track of time, he doesn't remember what day is it. It's Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin David Shin Mem Dalad says over there, when you're in the Midbar, you don't know where you're holding. You randomly count from today 7 days and keep Shabbos. You make Kiddush, make Abdallah. You don't know. So that's what you do. So here as well, you're in the North Pole. When did they start? When did they finish? Tariyah there. So count 7 days and keep Shabbos.
How do you count 7 days?
What?
Over the clock. Oh.
So he says, oh, that's right, yeah. It counts. The Divrei Yatzev is very upset. How can you compare to the Midbar? What's the Raya? A person lost in the Midbar, there's a real Shabbos. There is a real Shabbos over here. You don't know when it is, you lost track. But here, who says the Shabbos Hilcha? Lama. Who says? Maybe it's just one long, gigantic day. Can't compare to the Midbar where there's a real Shabbos, but 25 real Shabbos. I just don't know where it, I lost track when it is. But North Pole, we're missing the actual definition of a day, which is totally in the sun. The sun didn't go down. So it doesn't like the comparison to Midbar. So it must be that we're going to adopt a new definition of day, which is not dependent on sun. It's called 24 hours. 24 hour day. And Nayazach, we never met that before. We've always learned the day goes on sunrise, sunset. It must be, we have to take on, in the North Pole, we're going to have to take on a new definition of day, which will be 24 hours. Is there any base for that? Can we source in the Torah? Is there any base for such an idea of a 24-hour day that's not dependent on the sun? What? No. I forget, we do go after sun. Achatech shach. Adrabah. If she makes a nether just before Shkia, one Shkia kicks in, it's too late. Okay, so we're going to find now Makoros that there's such a thing as a 24 hour day. The Gemara in Chagiga Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells us Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishayim. 10 things were created on the first day of creation. Shamayim V'Aretz Toyu V'Vohu Midas HaYom U'Midas HaLayla. A measurement of day and a measurement of night. Says Rashi, what does that mean? 24 hours between the day and the night. We see there's an idea called 24 hours. Midas Hayom, Midas Halayla. Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Bereishis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'erev V'yiboker Yom Hashlishi. This is after V'erev V'yiboker Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. In these 3 days we talked about V'erev V'yiboker Yom Shlishi. What do you mean? Did the sun set on the first day, on the second day, on the third day? Did the sun rise? Did the sun set? There was no sun. The sun, the moon, were created on day 4, Yom Revi'i. So how did you get, what does it mean, V'erev? There was an evening, night, V'ibayker, there was morning, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. What does that mean? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Lo Yushom Oirois Keshkiya Sachamo Shkiya Sa'or Wa'erev Uzrichosu Abayker. Night means when the light goes out. When it comes up, it's called Baker. So Anachinami, in these 3 days we weren't referring to light, referring to the Galgal, a cycle of the Galgal. Great zodiacs, I don't know what he means, but a cycle, a 24 hour cycle without light or darkness, without the chama. Kol chelek harakia kishioile uboiker kishokea uerev. From Wednesday onwards we're referring to light of the sun and night when the sun goes down. So we see there's such a thing. The first 3 days of creation were days which were not dependent on the sun. The Ramban on the first day of the Breaking Yom Echad was time. Brings the name of Ebenezer, it was time. There's a time of day and night because there was no sun. In Parshas Noach, after the flood, Oid Kodimei Oret Zera Kotzi Kor V'Chom V'Kaitz V'Chorev V'Yoyim V'Layla Lo Yishboisu. We promised after the big flood, day and night won't stop again. Says Rashi, Mashma, during the Mabul they did stop. After the Mabul, we promised it won't happen again. Mashma, during the Mabul it did stop. Michlad sheshofzu kol yimei ha-mabul sheshimshu ha-mazolos v'lo nika ben yom ben laila. During the Mabul the mazolos were not active. You couldn't tell between day and night, based on the Medrash. So the Sifsei Chachomim on Rashi brings the Kusha Samizrahi. Says, what do you mean you couldn't see? There was no day and night. So why did Noach send out the birds? Ross, Haim Cholvo Amayim. How are you going to see if the land is dry or not? If you can't see, it's dark. What does it mean? Miketz Arba'im Yoim. So Noach, there was no day. There was nothing happening. What's the point of the window? Noach had a window. What's the point? What are you going to see? It's dark all the time. What's the point of a window? The Torah clearly describes Vayya Mabul Arba'im Yoim Arba'im Laila. Vayigbru ha-mayim as v'chamishim yoyim. Vayachzru ha-mayim ikce mea v'chamishim yoyim. Vaton ha-chatei v'bachoydesh ha-shvi. Batitcho yoyim v'choydesh. Ba-asiri b'echad v'choydesh near Rosh Yorim. We're clearly describing days and nights and day and calendar days. But according to what Rashi brings, the Medrash, that shofzru ha-mazolos, there was no sun, nothing happened, so where do you get days from? says the Sifsei Hamed's response to Mizrahi, says, it's true, there's no movement, but there was light. The sun was stationary, and some parts of the earth had light 24/7. Some parts of the earth were dark 24/7. There was a purpose to the window. How do you get the days? You watch 24 hours. The days were made, comprised of 24 hours without movement of the sun. Okay? Fine. So in the North Pole, we've decided we don't have the regular day of sunrise, sunset. We will adopt 24 hours. Great! So all our problems are solved. Gewaldig! North Pole camp 24 hours. Great! Huh? Problem solved, right? What? Oh. The Shaila is very nice. 24 hours. When do they start?
On the first day that there is the sunset.
Huh? From the first day that.
Meaning from the last sunset. Let's just say in a given place it's May 20th. So from between May 20th and whatever, you know, August 20th. So the last sunset is when the 24-hour clock starts, and you're always following May 20th until the sun actually rises.
I mean, probably the last sunset was like 1 hour. Probably it was like a 22-hour day. Right, just before it became 24-hour day, it was probably a 23-hour day. So. That's what you're saying.
Whatever the Shah's money is, it was that last day.
And probably the day before was like 23 hours and 40 minute day and a 20 minute night. So we're going to keep that night all the time. Just make Kiddush, Ma'ariv. Huh? And be vice versa. In the winter, it's going to be vice versa. You're going to have a 23 hour, 40 minute night and a 20 minute day. Shah is Mirch Ma'ariv. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, and says the Moruch Tzia, 24 hours when you arrive, based on your time. You came in from Europe, went to catch a whale, right? Harpoon, you ready? Be careful, it goes wild, be careful. And so when you come in, now there's no more sun. Says you can 24 hours based on your time. What's going to be North Pole two whale hunters? One comes in from Europe, the other one comes in from America. They both enter the Arctic Circle. They both start there on their clock. They start the 24 hour day. So what's the difference between them? 7 hours. Guy from US, Alaska, and the guy from Scotland, they have a 7 hour difference. So what's going to be? They're going to count 24 hours cycles. When it's going to come to Shabbos, they're both freezing, it's French freezing cold there. They're hugging each other because they're so cold. The guy from Europe is going to say, excuse me, I need to cover Shabbos, I need to make Kiddush. The guy from America said, I need to smoke my cigarette, excuse me. I need to hear who's winning directions. And 7 hours later, the guy from America, they're in the same place, they're in the same direct, standing on the same soil, same ice, and then he's going to cover his Shabbos, and at the end of Shabbos, The European Yid, he's going to be make Avdolah and do Malachas. Hear about the latest Arab attack in France, and the American Yid is still keep Shabbos. Does that make sense? Two people in the same area have different tithes and Shabbos? Huh?
That area doesn't have a definition of its own, is what you're saying. It's defined by where you came from.
As always, the first is wrong. Yes, the Hanami, they both keep their Shabbos based on their time. The Divrei Yatziv argues, he says, listen, if you ain't got no time, then you know what? Fall back to Eretz Yisrael time. He brings a more book to you, he says, when is Chatzos? Tikkun Chatzos? Everyone, every place has their own Chatzos. When is the real Chatzos that is the Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Moritz here says. Eretz Yisrael is the absolute time. He brings the Kuzari, the Ikazman Shabbos and Moed is in Eretz Yisrael. All the other areas are like Tofel. They also keep Shabbos, but it's Tofel. The real thing is Eretz Yisrael time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So sensitive, reactive. If anyway you're on a different cycle, you're 24, so you follow Eretz Yisrael. Besides that, even if you're right, new day 24 hours, who says you can daven in Shachris and Mayriv? How can you say Mayriv if it's still light? You're going to say Mayriv Arovim. Arovim, what are you talking about, Arovim? It's blazing sun, wearing sunglasses. And winter time, when it's darkness all the time, you're going to say Yotza Moiris. Who says you can daven? Says the Divrei Yatziv, he had a case, came to him. Maitse Boliodi, Divrei Yatziv was the Quedlinburg Rebbe. Maitse Boliodi, an American soldier, Pakid Gadol, but Tzva Tzvat Abrit, who's stationed in Alaska. He's there with his wife. And he needs to count Shiva Nakim. It's dark there. It's winter time. It's Alaska. He came to ask him, what should I do? Ha'emes agidov loikachet. I'll tell you the truth. Shelo yodati malashiv. I didn't know what to answer him. Because the Torah says, bo ha'shemesh v'toyer. The Gemara describes the day with the sun. His darkened sun. I don't know. Didn't know what to answer him. In Kleine Die Garta, the Chazon Ish, the Stipler was asked by someone about Alaska. He says, please excuse me, I deliberately didn't answer you. I delayed the question because I knew you were going to ask other people because I didn't want to get into this. So I'm only answering if I covered. I don't want to pass my Loch and Maisa. I can't, I don't know what to say. So I delayed my answers. You should give up on me and ask other people. About Alaska. And he said, someone went to the Chazon Ish to go to Finland. Chazon Ish said, don't go. Anyway, all of you are Deinu. It's the black hole in winter, the white hole in the summer. It's not clear, Bechlau. What's the din? All of a sudden, we lose our regular Gdorim, what the day is. To adopt the 24 hours. Okay, but even that's not clear. When exactly would you start 24 hours? Koshbochu, Yor Esenenu, that we should know what to do. Shkola, thank you very much. Good Shabbos.
I'm saying, suggesting that everything should go back based on the last real day, the last defined day. But, and as you're saying, but what are you supposed to do? Tomorrow, you know. It's okay. Oh,
that's
true. One hour? I mean, but then the question is beyond that. I mean, what do you do after? You can't say there's not a day. There is. There's a sunrise and a sunset. The whole thing's up.